Derry City missed a chance to take all 3 points at the Brandywell on Friday night when they played Shamrock Rovers. The game ended in a scoreless draw, but Derry City could have won by as many as 3-0. In the 35th minute, they missed a penalty through Will Patching. A free kick from the right by Patching was taken by him after he'd been fouled. He hit the kick into the Rovers' six-yard box and it struck a Rovers hand. Paul McLaughlin, the referee, gave a penalty. Patching took the kick, he stuttered his run-up and hit the ball low to Alan Manis's left, and the Rovers keeper was almost lying on the ground waiting for the ball. In the 49th minute of the first half, the Derry keeper Brian Maher saved well from a long-range shot by Graham Burke just before the half-time whistle was blown. On 52 minutes, Sean Kavanagh's daisy cutter was low to Brian Maher's right, but the keeper gathered it quite easily. On 59 minutes, Michael Duffy, who'd come on as a sub about 30 seconds before, was sent clear by Will Patching, and from the left side of a Rovers back, he hit a rather weak shot that the keeper palmed away. The goal seemed a much more likely outcome. On 65 minutes, Derry City hit the post. Ryan Graydon had a low shot that beat the Rovers keeper, but not the post. And on 83 minutes, Patching's shot from the left of the box was well gathered by Alan Manis. It's a game of what-ifs for Derry City. They look back on it with great disappointment, very proud of their display, but disappointed that they didn't take the 3 points. And it finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 0, Shamrock Rovers 0.